Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up, and we've got all your market details coming up when we come back right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Well, live and feeder futures racing higher today, supported by aggressive short covering and technical buying. The hog contracts were higher about mid-session, but they did turn negative here towards the end of the day this afternoon. Now, cattle buyers were focused on the collection of show lists and little else today. Already numbers appear to be mixed, larger in the south and smaller in the north. Overall, the post-holiday offering looks larger than the previous week. Feedlot managers will certainly be pricing cattle higher this week, but no one seems to be in a hurry to put their foot on the base. Now, live cattle contracts gapped higher on the opening and showed no intention of looking back. Triple-digit progress today is fueled by aggressive short covering, technical buying, and cash premiums. The feeders were sharply higher as well as the move toward the top of the about midday today, following the blistering pace of the live counterparts. The softer action in the early week corn trade is also probably helpful. Now, on the hogs were showing decent progress towards midday, but have turned negative here towards the end of the session. Now, the grain futures were mixed for the most part today, giving back some early overnight gains from Asia after markets turned more cautious in Europe, but the wheat prices turned lower today, with the market turning down once trading in Europe got underway. The latest vegetative health index for spring wheat deteriorated about 0.6 last week, which is likely to drop the percentage of crop rated good to excellent to about 75%. The corn prices also were lower today, fading an attempt to rally after the holiday. New crop appears to be holding up better than old crop contracts as the official start to summer turns attention to growing season weather and conditions. And the soybeans started off higher, but they also turned lower today, with new crop faring better than old. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.